April 21, 1922 Effects of Prayer in the Most Holy Will of God. Everything that I have written and that I write is only to obey, and much more, for fear that my Jesus, being displeased, may find a pretext to deprive me of him. He alone knows how much it costs me. So, I spent one day without Jesus, just a few shadows of him. Oh God, what pain! I was saying to myself, how soon he broke his promise of not leaving me. O holy eternal volition, bring me my highest good, my all. The pain I felt was such that I felt huffy and fussy. But in this state, I tried to fuse myself in his holy volition. In the meantime he came, showing himself crying bitterly and with his heart cut into many pieces. In seeing him crying, I put my huffiness aside, and hugging him and drying his tears, I said to him, "What is it, Jesus, why do you cry? Tell me, what have they done to you?" And he, "Ah, my daughter, they want to challenge me. They are preparing for me an awful challenge, and it is from the leaders. My sorrow is such that I feel my heart being cut into pieces. Ah, how just it is that my justice pour itself out against creatures. Therefore, come into my will together with me. Let us rise between heaven and earth and adore together the Supreme Majesty. Let us bless it and give it homage for all, so that heaven and earth may be filled with adorations, homages and blessings, and all may receive their effects." So I spent the morning praying together with Jesus in his will. But, oh, surprise! As we prayed, one was the word, but the divine volition diffused it over all created things, and its mark remained on all of them. It brought it into heaven, and not only did all the blessed receive its mark, but it was for them cause of new beatitude. It descended to the bottom of the earth, and even into purgatory, and all received its effects. But who can say how it was to pray with Jesus, and all the effects that it produced? Then, after we prayed together, he told me, "My daughter, have you seen what it means to pray in my will? Just as there is no point at which my volition does not exist, it circulates in everything and in everyone. It is life, actor and spectator of everything. In the same way, the acts done in my volition become life, actors and spectators of all, even of the very joy, beatitude and happiness of the saints. Everywhere they bring light, the balsamic and celestial air which unleashes joys and happiness. Therefore, never depart from my will. Heaven and earth await you to receive new joy and new splendor."